The global outpouring of support for France is very visible on the streets of the French capital. More than 30 million tourists visit Paris every year. Those who depend on the tourist business fear the terrorist attacks could drive away customers.
Because if it continues like this, we are living from tourism in this city. This city is one of the main, sources of its economy is tourism, you know.
Security is tight, and tourist sites were temporarily closed. But while the numbers have dropped, visitors still arrive outside famous landmarks, such as the Notre Dame Cathedral. Some recall the pervasive fear after the 9/11 terrorist attacks on the United States.
And I really have no idea what tourists must have felt like in my city. You know, I'm sure they were scared. But I also remember the next day having to go to the grocery store, too. And just having to kind of do the everyday things that we have to do, you know, in San Francisco and as the Parisians are doing here.
Some tourists pay respects outside the Bataclan Theater, where suicide bombers killed more than 80 people attending a concert.
I understand how they feel because we had a bombing in Ankara, too. And we lost friends as well. So we know how they feel right now.
International visitors voice solidarity with Parisians, shaken by the violence, but defiant.
Support the people here, support the economy, support the life here, and don't change anything. Just carry on.
France is normally the most visited country in the world. Despite the trauma of terrorism close to home, the Paris that everyone loves is slowly recovering.